Hello, everybody. Nick here from the East Coast Following Network podcast. For this episode, I'm going to be talking about my solar generator. Yeah, that's right, a solar generator, a generator that runs on the sun. So I purchased a generator from a website called Goal Zero. Okay, you can find a lot more on my Instagram. I'm also going to post a newer picture about it and a new video. Anyway, they make solar generators. Okay, if you guys haven't heard about this, it is the most quietest thing. You don't hear it. Okay, so it's basically, I have the Yeti 400. It's one of the smaller models. I think it's the second smallest model that they make. It's 400 watts, 33 amp hours, and it's 12 volt battery capacity. It weighs about 35 pounds, and so far I haven't had many issues with it. There's like an LCD display. And I had a little bit of an issue with like part of that screen fading out. So I contacted them and right away they hooked me up with a brand new one. I sent them pictures and all my information and everything and my receipt that I originally bought it. And they handled everything. So fully charged, right? This thing could hold up to, let's see here. I'm actually on their website. So the Yeti 400, you could recharge your cell phone 20 times, a camera 70 charges, headlamp 70, a tablet 10 charges, a laptop 3 to 5 charges, mini fridge for 7 hours, and a 32 LCD TV for 3 hours. Imagine that. It's pretty cool. I mean, you know, you won't have to damage your car battery or your truck battery. You just basically run this thing off of a solar panel on your roof. So when I was building a camper about a year ago, I had a Ford E350 with a high top, and I had this Goal Zero Yeti 400 inside, and I was running my lights. It was running off the solar. I had a solar inverter inside, and it was running the lights and my phone chargers and laptop, tablet, whatever. Anyway, so I'm on their website right now, and it currently costs $449.95. That's US dollars. You could also add a 50 watt solar panel for about a little bit more than $100 more, so it's $575. Or you could add a 100 watt solar panel, which is $700 total. That's with everything. I found Renogy has a 100 watt solar panel for a lot cheaper, so I went with a Renogy 100 watt solar panel and a Yeti 400. And I think it was actually like a good discount too, like a good like a promo type thing. So I got that, and it still works. You know, it still works. It has the two AC outlets in front. It has two USB ports in front, and it also has 12 volt plug. And then it has like these two plugs that take their their Light a Life LED. So it plugs in. It's kind of like a daisy chain of lights. And then there's an input in front for the solar panel, and then on the sides you could basically chain you could chain your solar panels all together to run off of, you know, one thing, or to charge your car battery, which is really cool because a lot of people don't think of that. You know, when they go off-roading or they go camping or something like that, they might have like a generator, but you run out of gas, you're screwed. You know what I mean? Where I work, we have the Honda generators, the little red Honda generators, 1,000 watt and 2,000 watt, and they work great. They're nice and quiet, but like I said, you know, they're running off of a lot of gas. So if you're trying to, you know, bug out and stay low, I definitely recommend a Goal Zero. Now this is non-sponsored, and you know, you can take my word for it. You cannot. You can do whatever you want to do, but this is non-sponsored, and personally, I enjoy it. The weight, it's about 30 pounds, like I said, but if you mount this inside a camper or inside your rig somewhere, it's great. Now, I think they also have, let me check, they have a smaller one. I don't know if it's the Yeti 250. I want to say it's the Yeti 250. Let's see here. So if you go on the website, you just go on the power stations, I believe, right? So let's go to power stations. Yeah, so they have a smaller one. Ooh, they have a Yeti 500 now. I didn't know that. Damn. A Yeti 200, which is $300. And then a Yeti 150, which is also $200. Oh, which is $200. And then the Yeti 200 was $300. I'm sorry. Yeah, and now they came out with the lithium. The lithium ones look really cool. And they have like a really heavy duty one that's basically built with wheels, and that's about 3,200, and that's a Yeti 3,000. So it's three, I believe that would be 3,000 watts, right? Yeah, so that's awesome. I would love to get one of those. Let me see the weight on this thing. I'm gonna say 100 pounds. Let me scroll down here. I don't see it, but it definitely does say, it says like the runtime on everything. And it says you could run, oh my God, you run a 42 inch TV for 31 hours. That's crazy. Or a full size refrigerator for 55 hours. That's great. Imagine that. Imagine having one of these in the back of your truck and just running everything. You can freaking have a base camp. Oh, here we go. So increase 2000 watt AC and 350,000 watt surge. Inverter lets you run hungry power devices and power duals. That's pretty cool. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about this because a lot of people don't think of, you know, how they're going to run everything. And it's definitely not good to, you know, chain everything to your main car battery, because once that goes, you're screwed. You know what I mean? Unless you have a solar panel on your roof, and then you have a solar inverter which goes to your battery, so you can like kind of jumpstart yourself. Now, I don't know if I could jumpstart my car battery with this thing, my Yeti 400. I really don't want to try it, but I do have an LCD display, so I'm sure, you know, if shit hit the fan and I was stuck somewhere and it was because of my battery, because I'm a dumbass and forgot to shut a light or something like that, you know, get two wires, hook this thing up to my car battery, it might work pretty well. I know if I take it apart, it's basically a car battery. Like, if you take apart the bolts on top, it's basically a car battery. But if you get a few of these things, you know, it'd definitely be an advancement on your little base camp. Yeah, so definitely check out goalzero.com, as well as I think even Amazon has it. I can double check for you guys on my computer. So Goal Zero, and I also know they have like little power banks for like your car chargers and your phone chargers and stuff. Yeah, if you go on Amazon, I might have actually gotten it through Amazon. It's $450 for the one that I have, the Yeti 400. Yeah. You just scroll through it. They have all different accessories. They have a solar light. They have solar panels. They have, let's see here, rechargeable batteries, battery packs, all that stuff. It's definitely a recommended company to go through. Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool. I just haven't heard anything about any other company doing a solar generator. And I wanted to stay low-key in my camper or whatever. Now I got rid of my camper, like I said. It was a Ford E350. It was a 2003 Ford E350, and I called it the Solar Express because it was hooked up with solar, you know. Unfortunately though, I bought it for only $500. Now you might be like, oh wow, that's really cheap, like what was wrong with it? So not a lot of things was wrong with it. I actually spent about $1,000. I got it up and running. It was running initially. It was a dog grooming vehicle, so I had to do like heavy cleaning on it. And then me and my fiance, we cleaned the crap out of the thing. Like I legit power washed the inside. Obviously not like electronics, but I know what I'm doing when it comes to vehicles. So I was able to clean it to my specifications that I wanted and rebuild everything. And basically, it was fun for a little bit. I had it for about 7 months, 8 months. We took it to the beach. We took it, you know, all the way out. I live in New York, so we took it all the way out like to Montauk, which is like on Long Island, New York. And it was fun. You know, we got into like a secret little beach area and had lunch, and it was great. It was a really good vehicle, but you know, it had 275,000 miles on it, and I felt that it was getting tired. So I sold it and I made a little bit of money off of it, but it was definitely an experience for me and her, and it was great memories. So I've been looking for like other vehicles, or maybe even like a trailer camper where I could build, or like an off-road trailer, that'd be cool. So right now I'm driving a Ford Ranger, which is pretty cool. I did like a little camper thing in the back. I could post a picture on my Instagram, East Coast Survival Network, and tell me what you guys think. We went camping a couple years ago, 2 years ago, and we slept out of that. I hooked up a tent in the back. It was fun, you know. I definitely got to get back into that. You know, I kind of lost my my groove with that. So now this whole like Corona thing is like slowly dying away, which personally I don't think it's gonna leave us for a couple of years. I think the best thing is, you know, get out in nature, just me and her and the pup, and just go ourselves somewhere, like, you know, upstate New York, and just live our lives to the best. Just for a little bit, until, you know, we got to go back to work. All right, guys. So don't forget to follow me on Instagram at East Coast Survival Network. I also have a YouTube, East Coast Survival Network. Feel free to like, subscribe, and comment. I don't have many videos on my YouTube, but I definitely do keep up with my Instagram. So feel free to ask me any questions, guys, so I'll get back to you. All right. Stay safe, survivors.